This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech say they've won permission for emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine in Britain, the world's first coronavirus shot that's backed by rigorous science. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
The green light allows Britain to become one of the first countries to begin vaccinating its population as it tries to curb Europe's deadliest outbreak. The Department of Health and Social Care says in a statement the vaccine will be made available across Britain from next week. Other countries aren't far behind, though. Regulators in the US and the EU are also vetting the Pfizer shot, along with a similar vaccine made by competitor Moderna. British regulators also are considering another shot made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The European Union criticized Britain's rapid approval of Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine Wednesday, saying its own procedure was more thorough after Britain became the first Western country to endorse a COVID-19 shot. The move to grant emergency authorization to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has been seen by many as a political coup for UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who has led his country out of the EU and faced criticism for his handling of the pandemic. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered mass COVID-19 vaccines to start next week in Russia. Norwegians can invite up to 10 guests in their homes on two separate occasions between Christmas and New Year, Prime Minister Erna Solberg said Wednesday. European countries are grappling with what guidance to give their citizens on how to celebrate those holidays while trying to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Solberg told a news conference, quote, "We do not wish to start the new year with rising infection numbers and new restrictions in January," end quote. This is VOA News. Ethiopia and the United Nations reached an agreement Wednesday to channel desperately needed humanitarian aid to a northern region where a month of war has killed, wounded, and uprooted large numbers of people. The pact, announced by UN officials, will allow aid workers access to government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been battling the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, and captured the regional capital. Aid agencies had sounded the alarm about a growing humanitarian crisis and been pressing for access after hundreds of foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Ghana's essential workers, including police, healthcare workers, and military personnel, cast their votes Tuesday ahead of next Monday's national elections. President Nana Akufo-Addo is facing 11 challengers, including former President John Mahama. The opposition leader is expected to be the president's strongest rival in the West African nation's election. Africa News cites a recent survey by the Center for Democratic Development that shows incumbent President Akufo-Addo held a slight lead over Mahama. Both candidates made reviving Ghana's economy as a cornerstone of their campaigns. U.S. President Donald Trump teases at a 2024 election run, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
At a White House holiday reception Tuesday night, President Donald Trump repeated his unproven allegations of election fraud while also hinting at a return to the campaign trail in 2024. Trump told attendees, "We're trying to do another 4 years. Otherwise, I'll see you in 4 years." Video of the remarks was streamed live on Facebook by Pam Pollard, who was National Committee Woman for the Oklahoma GOP. The video showed dozens of people, many without masks, crammed into the cross hall of the White House state floor. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is vowing to build a, quote, new American economy that works for all Americans, end quote, when he takes office January 20th. Biden, who inherits an economy staggered by the coronavirus pandemic, urged Congress to, quote, pass a robust package of relief, end quote, in December, before newly elected lawmakers take office in January. Tuesday, Biden also introduced his key economic advisors, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, as his nominee for Treasury Secretary. Athletes at the coronavirus-postponed Tokyo Olympics will face regular testing, restrictions on mingling, and potential punishment for non-compliance with health rules, organizers said Wednesday, as they outlined plans for holding the Games. After months of talks, officials issued a 54-page report outlining how they believe the Games can go ahead even if the pandemic is not under control by the new start date of July 2021. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.